left in the first. Over to the left wing to Wenzel. Being guarded by Seaman, gets a screen from Hoig. Now has the ball on the left wing. Near loses the handle on it. Wenzel looks back to his Tristan Pennington for the call. Over to the right wing to Campbell. Left elbow, Lee, dribbling against Brady Kirsch. Kicks it out, down to the right corner. Campbell goes to work. And it's in for 2 points. 2-0, or 2-2, with 5.5 to play in the first quarter.
You know, look at the Pirate uniforms. They are bright as they can be. And they are playing the shadows tonight.
It's a little difficult. And our banner has officially fallen, John.
Oh, we'll have to get that.
We'll get that taken care of. Mason Yon, Brady Kirsch, down to the key. Being guarded by Campbell. And Josh Shelkey tries to slip behind the screen, and he can't bring it in. And they're going to say his last touch by a black uniform. Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. 5:06 left.
I didn't see it. That's for sure.
We were definitely blocked. Mason Yon inbounding for the Pirates underneath their own hoop. 2-2 in Harbor Beach, Michigan. Goes to the safety valve to Ryan Seaman. It's a loose ball, and it's going to result in a turnover for the Pirates. Campbell for Sandusky. Back up to Bender. Bender goes down the left side of the lane. We have a whistle, and it's another travel. Sandusky with 2 turnovers on the night. Both travel calls. 4:58 left in the first.
Travel calls and an uncontested layup, too. And that's an opportune time to have that kind of a violation called against you.
4:55 left in the first. 2-2. Brady Kirsch at the top of the key against Campbell for Harbor Beach. Over to Mason Yon, right corner. Tenerife going to work on the right block. Still can't feed it in there. Mason Yon has called for the 5-second violation. Nice pivot work, but unfortunately it's a turnover.
Trenton Lee has drawn the defensive assignment of taking Ryan Seaman, and Ryan just cannot shake loose of him. And that's probably one of the reasons why Yon had come up with a 5-second violation.
Jared Bender over to the right wing to Trenton Lee. Dribbling, trying to pass it to the top of the key. Finally gets it off to Cody Hoig. Hoig retreats 10 feet behind the three-point line. 4:20 left in the first, still tied at 2 apiece. Into the corner to Lee, dribbling against Tenerife up to the high post. Stolen by Ryan Seaman, it's 1-on-2. Goes to the left side, off balance, and gets it to fall for 2 points. Harbor Beach out, leading 4-2.
It was a nice crossover by Seaman to go ahead and get that nice, easy bucket on the transition.
Jared Bender takes the 17-footer. Can't get that to fall. Rebound, James Shelkey. Here come the Pirates. Over to the left wing to Brady Kirsch. Being double-teamed, and we have a whistle. And this will result in a Sandusky foul. It'll be the Redskins' first foul of the evening. Comes with 3:45 left in the first quarter. And it goes against Ryan Campbell, his first as well. Ryan Seaman will be inbounding for Harbor Beach, nearly in the corner on the baseline. Leading 4-2, they get into Brady Kirsch right away. Back to Ryan Seaman for the 3-rainbow shot. This one's an air ball. Rebound, Sandusky. In transition, Jared Bender goes up for the layup from the right side. He is fouled on the way up, so he'll go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Trying to tie this ball game at 4 apiece. Foul goes against number 10 for Harbor Beach. That would be James Shelkey, his first and the team's second. At the free throw line, number 11, Jared Bender. And nothing but net on that one. Brings Sandusky back within 1 point, 4-3. Low scoring ball game so far with 3:37 left in the first quarter. Second free throw, rims in and out, no good. Rebound to Brady Kirsch. And here come the Pirates leading by 1 point, 4-3. James Shelkey spins into the lane, gets it over to Tenerife, back out to Mason Yon, top of the key. Over to Ryan Seaman, right wing. Now starts his dribble into the lane, kicks it out to Tenerife, into the corner to Yon. Yon, two dribbles, picks up at the left, right elbow. Skip pass to Brady Kirsch, left wing. Starts his dribble to the right, retreats, now goes back to the high post. James Shelkey, left wing now, spins into the lane, picks up his dribble, nowhere to go, and we have a whistle, and it'll be a Sandusky foul. Foul goes against number 5, Joe Wenzel. He can't believe it. His first and Sandusky's second. Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop. James Schelke will be inbounding for the Pirates.
You know, this is the first meeting, but both teams have scouted each other very well. This is kind of interesting.
And we have another whistle.
Strategy they're employing. They're sagging off a little bit, Sandusky is. And as soon as the move has been made, then they go ahead and double team. It is really something.
As Harbor Beach inbounds to Brady Kirsch, Ryan Campbell is called with his second foul of the evening. So he sits down. And he's replaced by a player to be determined later. That'd be number 30, Tanner Hoskins. A shot from James Schelke is no good. Ball still loose, goes out of bounds. It'll be Sandusky ball 90 feet from their own hoop. 4-3, Harbor Beach leads. 3:20 remains in the first quarter. Jared Bender dribbles to his left, being guarded by James Schelke from a distance. Double screen, top of the key, over to the right wing. Dribbling against Tenerife, this time now back up to Cody Hoig. Hoig against Mason Yan, the sophomore for Harbor Beach. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. To the left wing, Joe Wenzel takes the three, and this one's good. Joe Wenzel's first points of the night puts Sandusky in the lead by 2 points, 6-4. Ryan Seaman, top of the key. Down to the baseline. He tries to go up and is rejected by the bow of the rim. Rebound, Sandusky. 2:40 left in the first. 6-4, Sandusky leads, and we have a whistle away from the ball as Julian Tenerife is going to be charged with his second personal foul as he pushed his opponent down quite handedly. Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop, left side of the radio, in a ball game that really hasn't had much of a rhythm so far.
Not yet. Been a lot of whistles.
And now the freshman for Harbor Beach, seeing his first action on varsity, the 6'4" freshman, number 54, Evan Smoglinski, checks in. And he'll be guarding the middle of that paint. Over to the right wing for the three is number 11, Jared Bender's no good. Rebound, Mason Young. Young, top of the key, pulls up for three, unguarded. This one's short, gets his own rebound, though. Puts this one up inside the lane, and it's in for 2 points.
Jan's got a nice shot, doesn't he?
Yes, especially as a sophomore. Second offensive board of the night for Harbor Beach, 6 overall. To the left wing, Cody Hoig pulls up inside the lane. Rebound, Mason Young. Tie ball game at 6 apiece. 2:05 left in the first quarter. Ryan Seaman pulls up for three with a man in his face. This one's way off the mark. Rebound, Sandusky. Fifth defensive rebound for the Redskins tonight. Into the corner. Beats it down to the low post to Trenton Lee. Going to work against Smoglinski. Can't get this to fall. And rebound, James Schelke. Pushing the ball down the court to the left wing. It's 1-on-3. Now down to the baseline to Brady Kirsch inside the lane. Nothing there. Kicks out to Seaman. Now to Smoglinski on the baseline. Back out to Ryan Seaman. To Jan. To Schelke, left wing. One dribble, two dribbles. Now to the baseline. Spins in the lane. Black jerseys all around him. Brady Kirsch gets the ball, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Tie ball game at 6 apiece. Fourth team foul against Sandusky. And the foul will go against, I believe, number 30, Tanner Hoskins. His first, team's fourth. Brady Kirsch's first free throw gets the home court advantage. Bounces twice, rolls all the way around, and flushes like it's a whirlpool.
Looking for the game in the game, and just by putting Smoglinski in, the freshman for Harbor Beach, just did alter Trenton Lee's shot just a little bit. And look at this. This is a bit of a turnaround right here with Kirsch missing the second free throw. 7-6, Pirates have a 1-point lead.
Trenton Lee gets the rebound. Passes over to Ben Krieger, who just checked in the ball game. Back out to Lee. Going against Kirsch. Kirsch nearly steals it, and now it is stolen. And Michael Halifax checks in for Harbor Beach. He's bringing out the ball for the Pirates. Brady Kirsch from the free throw line. Jump shot. This one's good. Why wait for the free throw when it counts for two during action? 1 minute left in the first. It's 9-6. Harbor Beach leads by 3 points, their largest lead of the night, as Ben Krieger pops a three, and this one's up for three. It's a tie ball game yet again.
Krieger's a sophomore. He was brought up this year, and I think I know why.
Sandusky on defense is guarding James Schelke. He's fouled on the way to the basket. Foul goes against Ben Krieger. That's his first and team's fifth. So James Schelke is at the free throw line shooting two shots.
Then, of course, the one that just hit that three-point.